Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. I hope that going through the ratification debates has made an impact on your understanding of the Constitution as well as understanding how far we have drifted from the roles, responsibilities, and powers that the federal government is capable of doing and what we are supposed to be able to do for ourselves at the state level, local government, and even within the walls of your own home. As you know, this show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And I realize that I think for the past 7 weeks, we have been covering the ratification debates. And that is because of the importance. And I'll get into that. But this is why I constantly state this at the beginning of every show. You are listening to the only show that provides you with the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions in what we must do. I can tell you that a rolling stone gathers no moss, and I for the past 7 weeks, while we've been going through the ratification debates, I have been gathering no moss. I've been very engaged in taking care of a lot of things for the studio, for the show, and for our future and what we're going to be doing. And we're going to get into a lot of that as we move forward in the next week or two. We won't be able to get into a lot of content prior to the Constitution Day and week, but we'll get into that. But what we have finished in reading the ratification debates, I want you to know that these are my chosen excerpts of the ratification debates because these are the things that prove and contradict the positions that the federal government has been making. These excerpts prove that they can't be doing the many things that they're doing. And as a matter of fact, even the restraints that the states are supposed to have, that we as the executors of the laws of the union as well as laws of the states, that as I kind of went through this past period of going through these ratification debates, it's dawned on me that with Republic Review, people, we've already conceded and admitted to the fact that the states have huge problems themselves. And I believe that what has to happen is we have to have a state constitutional convention in every state. Every state needs to do some very significant changes. They need to go back to enumerated powers. And as a matter of fact, they need to make sure that these enumerated powers are defined as we, the people of the sovereign counties, just like Madison stated in the ratification debates on June 6th. 1788, he said, who are the parties to it? We the people? No, we the people of the sovereign states. Well, who should be the parties to the state constitution? We the people? No, we the people of the sovereign counties. The counties actually have disparate interests. I go through this all the time. And as you know, those counties that are on the coastline, they tend to have all the weight and pull, and they dictate and force their agenda upon the entire state. That's not how, you know, our concepts of protecting the minority and the minority interest. That's why, you know, people are realizing that they just struggle to survive if you're not living in those counties, and that they're stealing their opportunities to benefit these more populated counties. And that's repugnant to the concept of a majority oppressing and or inflicting their will upon the minority counties. So this is why, the states were really clear during the Constitutional Convention. Delaware was the one that stated, we don't trust you big states. We want to make sure that we have an equal opportunity to ensure we can't be oppressed. That's why the amendment process requires 3/4. But in a state, why in the heck does every state allow 50% plus one in a popular vote? At a minimum, it should be based on counties. And I will tell you, if you look at every state, even California, the most repugnant state to American republicanism and what I would call a republican form of government, it is a socialistic democracy. And I'm telling you that if you look at California and you count how many red counties there are, if it required a majority of, and let's just say 2/3, not even a 3/4 majority. And especially, we don't like the numbers of 50% plus one. So, okay, we go with a simple majority of 2/3. Well, with 2/3 of the counties, go count how many red counties would have to get on board with changing the California Constitution to let them do all the crap that they've been doing. More importantly, if you look at the Senate, and the Senates were aligned to represent counties and not the people, the apportionment would be done so that the Senate in California would not be blue and communist like it is today. This is why we need to get back to the fundamental principles of protecting the minorities. And I'm not talking about racial or demographic minorities. I'm talking about the geography and that demographic of minorities. Those people who are growing your food. We are literally seeing laws coming out that have made it impossible for people to, make a living out of feeding people. And what this has done is it has made America the breadbasket of the world. It has made America dependent on foreign food. Friends, we all know that we need to get the federal government into compliance with the Constitution, and I believe that we can use Republic Review and this whole process as a great starting point and a great petri dish of learning so that people can truly understand the doctrines and principles that we need to be using in reforging the constitutions in the way that the first 13 states reforged their constitutions and modeled it after this ambiguous thing of bicameral legislation. This is why we even go through American republicanism, to teach you what American republicanism is. It is not just a representative government. It is a representative of government of sovereigns, to recognize that the people are sovereigns and the sub-element of government are sovereigns. In other words, at the state level, it would be the people and the counties. And at the federal level, it would be the people and the states. This is why the Senate, in the original states, the Senate represented the counties, not the people in apportionment to population. It was Reynolds v. Sims that completely perverted that. The Supreme Court completely perverted the concept of American republicanism. And this is why we've become a democracy, because they have actually violated the guarantee clause of Article 4 that every state should be republican in form. Because Republican doesn't just mean representatives of the people, it also means representatives of the sub-elements of government, because the sub-elements of government have interests in the laws just as well as the people do, so that they can protect the businesses in their counties, instead of having businesses being controlled at the state level and then being able to actually wage economic warfare within the states to benefit those populated counties over the less populated counties. So anyway, we are literally weeks away from the Constitution Day and Constitution Week. And to be honest with you, we haven't done a live show since my mother's passed away last year. And so coming up between now and the election, the end of the year, we will be doing live shows. And as a matter of fact, what we're going to do is we're going to do live shows, not because, you know, I just want to have an opportunity. We're going to make sure we actually have somebody live that's going to call in to talk to us about what they think, what we're doing, how we can do better, what we can do. And I may not be the best. And as a matter of fact, in all seriousness, I cannot fathom a more important show on the air than this one. But this show is critically important, but not because of me. It is because of the content and the message. There is no doubt in my mind that we are moving, we're moving immovable objects by teaching you the facts of our founding, the facts of our history. As long as you understand what the heck is wrong, and it kind of goes about down to scriptures and everything else, right? If you understand scriptures, then you understand the importance of all of this, but we'll get into that. I just want to say that there will be shows in the near future that may be actually replays of recent content or other specific content. And the reason that is, and the reason we've been doing these pre-recorded shows, is because I have been traveling, I've been working, and doing a live show is difficult because it just ties my hands and I have to be ready and prepared for that particular show to actually, you know, be on air to give you this content. And so down the road, I'm going to have to travel. I'm going to have to be doing some things. And as we expose these things to you, you're going to start realizing, wow, we have actually a plan and a strategy. But the worst thing we can do is let the enemy know what we're going to do. Please stay tuned. You are going to be blown away by this show. We'll be right back. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
So before I move forward, let me go back over what I had just asserted, because I might have glossed over the importance of this show. Again, in all humility, the importance of this show has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with the content. I would challenge anybody. I mean, if you go to any of the conservative entertainer shows, how many of them are truly providing you the content that you need to understand how bad it is and what you can do about it. We're providing you solutions, and we're providing you a foundation of knowledge that is irrefutable, that actually points to the veracity of these solutions. And again, this has nothing to do with me. I mean, I'll be the first to admit I'm not the best in public speaking. I'm not the best in being behind this microphone. I have no idea why it is. Let me just say this. I have no idea why the Lord chose me. And I know that, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are godless. But there's no doubt that what I am doing, what I am saying, is truth. It is truth based on everything that we have in documents. You know, the interesting thing is, because you have to, if you are a true Christian, you have to acknowledge that Satan exists. And you'd have to think that Satan probably would have known that what these documents held were going to be used in the future, but this is why they obfuscated it. This is why they marginalized the ratification debate. This is why everybody's stood on the Federalist Papers. And I have proven by going through the ratification debates, the Federalist Papers pale in comparison to what the real truth and the terms and definitions of that Constitution. And in context to contract law, the ratification debates are legally binding, unlike the Federalist Papers are just insightful. This is why this is so important. I don't know why I was given these glimpses and this paradigm of truth. Why me? You know, it's not that I have a lot of money. As a matter of fact, I'm very limited. I mean, I am getting nothing in support of doing everything that I am doing. I've asked people, and we ask sponsors to come along, and it's not like people are buying Red State Coffee going off the shelf. I need to get to a point where I don't even have to worry about the money I need to do what we need to do. But I would just ask you to look at the solutions. You try to refute Republic Review. Even the John Birch Society can't do it. That's why they lie to people to say, oh, it's a back door. Because they recognize that they lose their relevance. Now, there's a lot of good people in the John Birch Society that are wondering why. Why are they doing that? And I'm just telling you that it's all about preservation. I've worked with, and as a matter of fact, there's a new organization, Friends of Liberty United, that is standing up. And I'm going to tell you that they are already positioning themselves because they're formalizing this structure and organization that will become fully dependent upon money and everything else, to where they're just going to be like the John Birch Society and every other organization, that they can't allow a solution to move forward or they lose their relevance. This is why I'm not creating an organization per se. This is why we're trying to work with organizations. And this is why we have actually found critical organizations that we are going to expose to you. We've already told you, We the People Foundation and the National Liberty Alliance were the two first organizations that recognized that Republic Review actually is the solution. But they recognized, and I even recognize the fact that getting Republic Review initiated is going to require their assistance. And so we're going to get into that, and that's what we're going to actually talk about. By the end of this show, you're going to hear about what we're doing and how you can actually get involved today in actually making real impacts and in pointing us with political force and power. And I'm talking about howitzers, I'm talking about missiles, ICBMs, real true political power that is unstoppable. There is nothing the enemy is going to be able to do when we use the Constitution as our weapon and as our defense. We will destroy them At least we'll destroy them in this country because this country has the Constitution. So again, as I state, that it's really not because of me, it is because of the content and what we are doing. So as I was just trying to tell you, there's going to be points in time where I'm just not going to be able to get behind this microphone. We're going to try to make some changes. We're going to try to actually, possibly my time, my air time will be a lot different. It may be earlier in the day. It may be competing with the big guys like Rush Limbaugh and so forth. And I'm not looking for audience. I'm looking for results. Those guys look for audience for money, and that's the results that they're looking for. We are only looking for undoing the evil that has been done in this nation. So, again, we do want to make sure that you understand as we move towards this election that state legislators are the priority, and they're always welcome on the show. If I have an opportunity to talk to a state legislator, we definitely want to bring them in and talk to them. And so what we're doing and what we're going to be doing between now and the end of the year is it's the back end cycle, right? We're going to be covering a lot of marketing just because of the upcoming election, just like we did in 2018. And we're going to be focused on the elections, but we're also going to be bringing you the cycle of content that's really important. The importance of the scale of liberty. And we're going to be doing this because these things are actually important paradigms to help you understand why we need to understand these principles, this doctrine of liberty, this doctrine of American republicanism, the doctrine of natural law, the doctrine of what's in the Constitution, an enumerated Constitution and not a general Constitution. Madison's essay on property, the Tory Acts, the cod fishery debates, highlights of the Federalist Papers, resolutions and vetoes from Madison, Monroe and Jackson, the vetoing of the Department of Transportation, as well as at the end of the year and the beginning of the year, we'll be covering the holiday stuff too. Why Thanksgiving is the most spiritual holiday of this nation, and why it should be more important to you than any other day. And so we'll also be getting into Christmas and the manipulation of how we've become, a minion of the corporate world in buying Christmas gifts instead of centering our lives on Christ. Anyway, as you know, we'll also get into at the very end of the beginning of the year, before we get into the ratification debates again, we're going to go through, how to set effective goals. And I want you to start thinking now of the resolutions that you may need to really consider to really make next year count. Because I think everybody that is driven by results, you can't look at your life and go, wow, I'm just wasting so much of my time. I'm not focused. Well, we want to help you get focused. And that's why we do those few shows, to help you focus and what you need to do throughout the year to retain and maintain that focus. Okay, so the real question I have, and I always ask this, are you a part of the problem? Because if you're not engaged in the solution, you are not working actively in solving the real problems and the problems we're proving to you that exist and what we need to do. If you're not engaged in this, then you are a part of the problem, and we want to help you change that. And one of the things you can do is you can actually get people to start, like-minded friends, family members, and so forth, get them this content, get them on board with either downloading our podcasts and or listening to this show during the time window. And there's ways you can actually listen. As you know, we have a call-in line, and that call-in number is 605-562-4209. Now, We're going to be going into break, so I don't necessarily have that much time, but I'm going to try to get through this message that I have, because I've got a message to businesses. If you are a business, if you have a business, if you are involved in a business, manage a business, you must be more responsible with your business and how you invest your money. More specifically, you must be investing in conservative politics, free market, and liberty. It is the businesses that have sought and have been working with government to have a control on their market space. And this is why Sarbanes-Oxley and a lot of laws have been passed to help businesses actually go after small businesses. The ADA, the unconstitutional ADA, has been used as a tool against small businesses. This is why it is critical that if you are business-minded, you have a business, you need to start understanding that if you're not investing in conservative politics, you are basically allowing others to get rid of you. We'll be more on this, but we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so you want to make sure you listen to every minute of this show. If you miss this show, you need to go online to our podcast page and get today's show. Because if you miss what we're going to be telling you at the end, you're going to miss how you can have an impact in holding public, in one being a part of the catalyst of getting Republic Review started, but actually having an impact in getting rid of every single unconstitutional political servant, any political servant out there, AOC, if the Clintons were still around, if the Obamas were in office. We are dropping the bomb that is actually going to start a landscape fire that is going to go across the landscape of America in getting rid of every single politician who has been violating their oath of office. And we will get into that. Hopefully, by the end of the show, we'll at least expose you to what you can do and how you can learn about this. And, oh, by the way, if you have not read my latest message, The Unseen Teeth, my latest article, The Unseen Teeth in the Constitution, you need to go to reclaimingtherepublic.org and look at the Constitution Perspectives page for that. And or it is also on the Constitutional Articles page, because we're working on another article that is going to let you sink your teeth into what you can really do and how to do it. So back to this business message. One thing I really wanted to get in, but we ran out of time. Political correctness in business is what has caused the demise of so many businesses today. Because they didn't recognize that allowing these people and, you know, bullying them from the pulpit, how dare you get politics? You know what? I don't mind the NBA getting into politics. And I'm glad that they're finally out of the closet. These guys are supporting communism. I don't mind that the NHL is even getting involved in this. And they're supporting communism as well, because they're supporting the divisiveness of what Black Lives Matter is trying to do. Seriously, you know, when I read this crap that all lives don't matter until Black Lives Matter, it's kowtowing to their divisiveness. And I'm just telling you that we have, in the American Constitution, justice is supposed to be blind. It isn't blind because we constantly allow people with agendas, like with social justice. Social justice isn't about real equality, making sure that everybody has equal opportunity. It is about giving people an advantage over other people. This concept of white privilege is a failed concept. And I'll get into that as we go through. And I've done this before, and I've even written articles about this. Not at this time. We really want to focus on building up the information you need to know so that we can actually start dropping bombs tonight. I want you to get involved tonight, and we're giving you exactly what you need to do this. So what is this? First off, I want you to know that COVID, just to market and help you understand, if you don't know on your cell phone, go look into the settings on your phone itself, the actual OS settings. You'll notice that there has been a COVID application. And actually, they call it COVID. But what it is it is an application downloaded into your OS that is now tracking you so that they can keep connected to who you get connected with. And so this tracking application on your phone has been installed without your permission. And I'm telling you, they're going to use this as a weapon. But more importantly, they installed this into your phone's OS so that this application is not something that you chose to install. They have forced it upon you, and they have used the alleged crisis to justify this app. And now they have the ability to track you and actually use this for false positives. How many times have you even heard that somebody, because they had this tracking device on their phone, and that law enforcement, this has actually happened where law enforcement said, hey, this guy's phone was in the vicinity. This person was there. They actually arrested this one guy for committing a crime, a burglary on somebody's home, just because his phone put him close at about the time of the crime. And they had to really investigate the data to actually exonerate this person. But you're guilty in this technology state until proven innocent. That's exactly how this system works. And so, my friends, I can't emphasize enough that this is just another tool or weapon for the globalists who are demanding control of tracking you and tracing your whereabouts. And this is not about your health. This is a stolen liberty, because once COVID is eradicated, they will still have this ability and this weapon installed on your phone. It is a permanent feature now. Google and Apple need to be sued. And in all honesty, you need to go after your carriers, because your carriers allowed Google to put it into the Android OS. And of course, Apple did the same thing to their OS. They both agreed that they needed to install this tracking device. And you need to demand that these companies get sued. And as a matter of fact, you need to start teaming up together, you know, with along with all the other little things you need to do. Get down to your carrier, demand that they remove that feature off of your phone. They're going to say, well, we can't because Google did it, and say, well, then, you know, because this is your phone, we're going to sue you because you're the one that's providing them access. Because they could have actually, Verizon could have actually kept, or AT&T or Apple could have easily, Apple is the problem itself, but obviously they could, the carriers could have protected you from this huge stolen liberty. They've stolen this liberty from you. And so we need to start uniting. You need to get everybody looking at your phones. Go look at your settings. And it's in your Google accounts. I forget where it is in the Apple. But if you want to know, then just let me know. Send me an email. Give us a call, 425-270-5416. That's the comment line. And if you want to say, hey, can you put this information up? I think I've seen it in social media. So you should be aware of this if you haven't seen it yet. And just look for this new COVID app that has been installed into your OS. See, most people think, and I have thought, that I've been safe by not downloading any apps, but they're actually gone after people like me that do not have any accounts and any applications other than the phone OS itself. Now they're putting it into the OS so that they even cover me. So this now makes me look at, I believe I need to go, and if you're concerned about your security, you may need the jitterbug. You may need to get a phone that is just a phone instead of a phone and a smart computer and all these other gee whiz things that you use your phone for. I pity anybody that has become so reliant on their phone that they don't even use a computer anymore. Oh, this is better. And it's not. It is the tool of their choice, and they want you to think that. And I'm just telling you, if you go and look at what the heck they're doing to China and how China is using smartphones to fully control their population like slaves, this is being done and being made possible because of Google and their technology and because of Apple. And I'm telling you, the corporate government is determined. And when I say corporate government, the corporations that have been protected by government, they've been determined to deploy this. And I'm telling you, Biden and Harrison have actually stated in their campaigns that they want to deploy rapid technology as a best solution. But what problem are they trying to solve that we need this type of solution? And I'm telling you, it comes right down to these two words, controlling everyone. And the only antithesis, the only fight that we have against this is actually demanding full compliance of the government and getting it back into the framework of the Constitution. And this is how we can go after the tech companies, in forcing them to undo all of the things that they've been doing and actually making them pay for they don't even pay their fair share of taxes. And they've been laughing at us the whole time. We have been allowing them to become multi-billion-dollar corporations like Amazon and the rest of them, and they're not paying their fair share of taxes. So anyway, I remember, and I will just tell you, Glenn Beck had Google on their show, and they believed that they were on such moral high ground that they were, you know, invincible and immune to any type of, bad judgment. And I am telling you that they are nowhere near the morality that our Constitution and what the framers had given us. And there is a reason why Google has been working in the artificial intelligence and deploying applications like this to control people. What we are trying to find and what we're trying to do is getting those who are willing to commit in protecting all of us from government tyranny. And so that's why we're coming down and we're going to actually be giving you these insights, because we have a government that has checks and balances in so many directions that our liberties are fully protected. As I have proven to you, as long as we and our public servants are in compliance to the Constitution and laws in pursuance to the Constitution, we should have no fear of corporations and government. And we're going to get into the problem and exactly what you can do tonight today, tomorrow, this week, in getting the word out and getting people to start hitting these websites that we're going to be providing you the links to and the information you need to know so that you can strike the match and light this fire. We'll be right back with that information after these two promos. Thank you so much. Folks, Red State Talk Radio has brought back its monthly newsletter. I know everyone gets a lot of emails, but this is not a daily or weekly newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. So you will not be overwhelmed with a plethora of emails from Red State Talk Radio. Come on, it's only once a month. I'll be contributing a constitutional perspective to one of the current issues to help everyone see an alternative perspective, or what I believe would be a framer's perspective regarding the issue to help us maintain a constitutional paradigm. I will also provide information regarding a significant historical context to the time of year so that we can remember our history, so we will not be doomed to repeat the inevitable failings from forgetting our past and origins. Just go to Red State Talk Radio and sign up for the newsletter. This way you can get a focused view of what is going on in the Republic as well as what is going on at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. Okay, so I'm sorry about that. I just want to let you know that we only have so much time here. And so in 11 minutes or less, I need to cover this. So here's the problem, and I just got to start off with the facts. As I've told you, we as a society have become illiterate on the Constitution as well as the scriptures. Most people say we have to have a third awakening. There will not be a third awakening until we get government back into check. When we get government back into compliance with the Constitution, then we can have our third awakening, because they're right now dictating whether we can pray, whether we can even meet in our religious faiths and express ourselves. They are now denying every fundamental principle that the guarantees within the Constitution are being taken from us. And they're violating the Constitution in doing so. This is why I've written these constitutional articles, so that it puts it into context for you. We have completely perverted the Constitution. So this is why I just went through the ratification debates, to prove to you that the founding documents will give you the truth, and exactly what I am asserting is the truth. Just like reading the scriptures, you have to read the scriptures to understand if the doctrines within your church that are being taught and practiced by your church is true and pure to what Christ had taught. The same goes for government and the ratification debates. We must read the founding documents to fully understand what the Constitution really means and how it was defined and how it's supposed to work and who's responsible for what. This is why I've even written these articles to help you, so that if you don't have the time to read the hundreds of pages of the ratification debates, you can at least read my articles. They are academically written, and I've cited the citations, and I'm actually going through to improve them so that all the references are in the back. People are now going to be teaching me how to do footnotes as well. So we're going to actually have two different ways so that you can keep track of what the heck is going on with footnotes and the academic references and so forth. Anyway, I just want you to know that you see what we're doing in going over all of this information, and it's in a cycle. And this is why each time we go through this, I believe you're picking up new paradigms. Each time you read and hear words, just like reading the scriptures, you actually get more out of it and your understanding expands. I have told you what you can do in the future in supporting the ground game in the states, like building challengers to rhinos and communist incumbents. Legislators, getting yourself ready to go into state legislation, getting somebody ready in your districts and counties to be able to go into legislation, whether that be the state legislation or the county or parish commissioners or supervisors. Same thing with your sheriff. We need sheriffs that actually understand the Constitution and demand full enforcement. If you had a constitutional sheriff, they would not be allowing federal mandates of homosexual marriage unless it was actually constitutionally voted on in your state. And there's only two states that allowed that to happen. That's Washington and Hawaii. But we're moving forward and working with other organizations that are demanding and pushing for common law grand juries in red counties where you already have supposedly constitutional sheriffs and hopefully commissioners that embrace the Constitution. But I'm telling you right now, even in Wyoming, we're having a hard time finding these folks. So here are the facts about constitutional sheriffs and commissioners. We actually need you to start finding and working with the party in developing real people to go in, real constitutional understanding people to go into these positions and stop doing the bidding of the globalist and the Agenda 21 lobbyists. We have an URL, and we're actually going after, and we're using the First Amendment petition with the We the People Foundation, the common law grand juries. We're working with the National Liberty Alliance. And today we have a URL that will take you to a link to the We the People Foundation or OccupyTheConstitution.org, where you can challenge Governor Inslee and Mayor Durkin's qualifications to stay in office. When you read this, you'll understand that they have violated their oath of office and are ineligible. And this is all based on these articles I've written. You can find the URL on the Take Action page that will take you to the We the People Foundation. Now, right now, that only works, and you need to read the instructions that we have on the page, because if you follow the link that takes you to the We the People Foundation, that only works to go after both of them, and that actually is, to be clear, in state. Now, we actually have two separate petitions. I am telling you that because the state receives federal dollars, you can go after, and the city of Seattle receives federal dollars, you as a citizen of another state can demand that Governor Inslee be removed from office. And so we're going to give you the petition that you need to print out, you need to sign. And it's really important, folks. You have to put your legitimate name and your legitimate address, because we have with your email, so that it can be validated down the future in proving that you as a U.S. legitimate voting citizen of the United States are demanding that the Constitution be complied with and that Governor Inslee be removed. In the petition that you will print out, we have the laws. We don't have the language, and it doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, I'm a believer that better is the enemy of good enough. We're identifying what laws have been broken, and Governor Inslee has failed to do his job because it is illegal for a public servant in the state of Washington to support an insurrection. Mayor Durkin did support an insurrection, so you can go to the RCWs, which is the statutes and the constitutional laws of the state of Washington, and you can see how she has actually given aid and comfort to the insurgents, the enemies of the Constitution. These people tried to create an unconstitutional autonomous zone, and she supported them. Therefore, she and the city council, we're just going after her right now. The city council's in the next site. We're going to start creating petitions like this for everybody, and we want every American to get involved in these First Amendment petitions. We also want to start putting the heat, and that's what we're going to be doing next. And once we're in the position to help you, once you can identify a sheriff that's willing to do this, we're going to be working with you and the sheriff and your county commissioners and people within your state to actually convene common law grand juries. We are going to burn their house of cards down. Do you understand why this? I didn't want to start leading this whole thing off, because then everything that I stated to help build and support this argument and why we need to do this, you know, I mean, it's like reading the end of the book first. I mean, it's important that I set the stage and provide you this information. And my friends, I'm here to tell you that it is all about compliance to the Constitution. And I hope you recognize that as people start realizing the public servants can be held accountable to supporting the Constitution, and if they don't, they can be removed. Because guess what? It isn't an arbitrary law. It is actually a part of the U.S. Constitution, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Anybody that's been listening to this show has heard me talk about this. And I'm here to tell you, my friends, I am here to tell you that the good Lord, only He knew what we needed, and He gave us everything we needed in our fundamental structure of government, such as common law and our legal system, to what we needed in the Constitution to be able to go after every crook and criminal that is in office, every hack that has been violating the Constitution and been selling us downriver and making it possible so that they could finally get the Constitution torn up and discarded so that they can implement their new world order. And that's right, my friends. This may... You cannot dismiss this whole concept of, you know, this grand conspiracy. You can't dismiss this, because everybody is pointing to going to a cashless society. All of these, even Bush, even Clinton's, even Obama, they've all been talking about this collectivism and pulling together and creating this global government and this global responsibility, global citizen. Are you kidding me? The United States is the global citizen path that God gave us. You've heard me talk about this, and you can't refute this. There's some people that don't trust other countries and other cultures. Well, you have to understand that the Constitution is not obligated, and the Union is not obligated to immediately admit people. This is why the 14th Amendment was ratified first by the northern states before they admitted the South back in. I'm telling you, God's hand was involved in not only the framing, but He's involved now in what we need to do. And I am telling you that if we do these things, and if you recognize the truth, and the truth is from Him, because that's how we know that, I mean, His glory, His everything He has done has been based on intelligence and truth. He cannot lie, and science doesn't lie either. I'm here to tell you that we have an awesome opportunity. I'm also here to tell you that we will give you more details about this, because we've ran out of time and I was really well aware of it. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic. We need your help. And in our next show, I'll be able to get into a lot more details regarding these petitions and the common law grand juries. God bless. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.